Pursuing your passion, to me, is about really expressing your gift and expressing your gift to its maximum potential. And I think that a lot of people get caught up with pursuing your passion because they feel so much pressure and so much angst and so much stress about, A, do I even have a passion? What is it? How do I find it? How do I discover it? And then let's say you get past that part, you actually do discover it, you know what it is. Then the next thing is, well, how do I make it happen? And then the next, while you're trying to make it happen, the things that can hit your way is that you can actually start hating the thing that you're pursuing because maybe the results aren't happening on the timeline that you're expecting. Or maybe it's really, really hard, or it's really, really challenging. And so now you're starting to actually hate the thing you once loved. And so I think when we talk about pursuing the passion and why it's important, I think it's important at the base level because you have a role to play on this planet in this time. Like, you have a space that you are supposed to fit and that you're supposed to impact and that you're supposed to leave your impression on this world, society, your community, your friends, your family. You're supposed to leave some form of impression, and that's your passion. When we don't live in our passion, or when we don't know, or when we don't really pursue it, we always kind of feel like there's maybe a little bit missing. Like there's something else that's calling us that we don't know. And so I think the hardest thing for me is to see people that actually know what their passion is and can't figure out how to pursue it. That's real suffering. When you know you have a gift, but you can't pursue that gift because maybe you have a bunch of obligations, responsibilities. Maybe you're taking care of your parents, or you got kids, or you just don't have the means to the end because you're paying bills and you're trying to figure out how to do this thing and it's just too much. And so you'd rather not try to stress yourself out and do it. You'd rather just go and do the job you hate doing. And so I think that's the most painful thing. But I think at the end of the day, passion really equals purpose. And I think what people really want, I think human beings want three things. They want to know why they're here, what their purpose is, what they're about. They want love and they want appreciation. Like, that's it. So I think, to me, passion is all about those three things. But at the end of the day, passion is about actualizing your true potential.